day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. Here with me today is Xavier Lemaitre, local athlete, who has been making a name for himself on the national U20 men's track and field scene. Xavier, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Please start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in track and field.
Yeah, so, originally, I've only been running for really like 2 years, seriously. I've always done cross country on the side. I'm originally more of a soccer player myself. I started competitive sports, you know, around 10. I played soccer until I was 17, and running was always kind of a, you know, part of just staying in shape, and my parents are runners and everything, and I started running cross country and track at the same time.
What inspired you to get involved in the sport exactly? Was it just, it's always been a part of your lifestyle?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, parents used to run, so I'd run small races around, the Tour du Lac Brome. I'd run trail races in Sutton, you know, anywhere around the area. And, well, once a year, we had the cross-country championships in Longueuil for Montérégie. And that's where I'd usually run the regional cross-country championships for the RSEQ. And whenever I'd qualify, I also ran at the provincial RSEQ championships that fall also.
Awesome. And you recently also stood out at the 22 Bell National Track and Field Championships in British Columbia. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how that went?
Well, that went very well. Yeah, I really didn't know what to expect. It was my first ever national championships, but I had already been, you know, making a name for myself here in Quebec, and I'd recently done my first national team for cross country. So this year, I was also hoping to, you know, get stuff done on the track as well. So, I was going out west, ready to compete and run fast. And, well, it went great. Came back with 2 medals. So, it was very, very fun.
What competitions did you take part in exactly?
First, I was running the 3,000 meter steeplechase on the Friday, and then 2 days later, I was running the 5,000 meters, 5K.
Awesome. And you got a gold medal, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, one gold in the 3,000, and then silver in the 5K.
Wow, that's quite an achievement for how little you've been running.
Yeah, no, I was very shocked myself, yeah.
And what's next for you? Do you have any other competitions coming up? Anything else in the works for the summer?
Yeah, so I'm actually running most likely one of my last races for a while in Montreal at the Complexe Sportif Claude Robillard in Montreal. And I'll be competing for a spot on the Quebec team to go to Jeux du Canada in August. And at the same time, if I ever get the chance, I also like to, you know, lower down my personal best a few seconds and be able to hit that world standard time for the World Championships in Colombia, also in August.
Awesome. And what do you plan on doing in the meantime? Are you going to be keeping up with training for these events?
Yeah, training is going to be going pretty strongly for sure in July. I might take a week or two just to, you know, give the legs a break. Maybe enjoy the summer a bit and then get right back to it in August. And then, you know, at the same time, getting ready for cross country season this fall.
And what has surprised you the most about this journey so far?
It's been going fairly well for over a year. You know, running is a sport where it's never really a linear progression. You know, you deal with injuries a lot and, you know, a lot of instability. And so far it has been going pretty straightforward for me. So that was kind of the most surprising aspect, and well, probably can explain also how I've probably why, you know, compared to other runners, I haven't been, you know, in the sport this long competitively. But, you know, in running, if you stay away from injuries and, you know, everything goes without, you know, having to take weeks or sometimes even months off and keep training consistently. Great things can happen, even though you don't really expect them. to go this well.
And where do you see yourself going in the future in terms of your track and field career?
Yeah, well, I'd like to be running at university. I'm not too sure yet in what program I'll be going, so I'm not sure which university I'll be attending either. But yeah, I'd love to compete on the U Sports championships at university.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.